The words of God given to us on this New Year's Day are Romans chapter 12, verse 15. It is page 257 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Amen. We are greeting yet another new year. I pray that the families and the workplaces of our beloved church members will be filled with God's grace and peace. Although we didn't make any special efforts, the God has allowed our hearts to beat as always and entrusted another year to us. I think it is because He trusts us. And although we are lacking, there are His will and plans for us that God wishes to fulfill through each of us and our church. Our church, which was established on July 10, 2005, chose the motto for the following year, 2006, the first motto, based on Romans chapter 12, verse, chose as the bodies as living sacrifices. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. God newly established 100th Anniversary Memorial Church in this land and entrusted us with the holy calling to care for and preserve Yanghwa-jin Foreign Missionary Cemetery, which is the starting point for a Korean Protestant church, and the Yonghin Martyrs Memorial, which is the endpoint of Korean Protestant church, and to inherit the faith of our Christian forefathers and cultivate the vision for the bicentennial of Christian mission. In order for us to take on such overwhelming duties, it was most important for us to give ourselves as living sacrifices to God, because it is not possible to fulfill such duties, whatever the situation, without first voluntarily becoming the living sacrifices that dies unto God for God's will. The motto for our church for the year 2007 was Yagin and Boaz, that appear in 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 17. He erected the pillars in the front of the temple, one to the south and one to the north. The one to the south he named Yagin, and the one to the north Boaz. Solomon, who built the temple of Jerusalem, erected two large pillars and called one Yagin and the other Boaz. Yagin means God builds up, and Boaz means God has power. No matter how imposingly a temple is built, if God does not erect that house as His temple, then it is merely a house for men. It is only God who has the power to make right our family, our workplace, our church, and our society. Therefore, the motto Yagin and Boaz was our confession acknowledging that even if we were to give our bodies as living sacrifices to God in order to fulfill our callings, we would not be able to do so, not through our merit in having made such sacrifices, but only when God becomes our Yagin and Boaz. The motto for 2008 was Future and Hope, based on chapter 29, verse 11 of Jeremiah. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. It was not the case that there were only bright spring days ahead of us because we took on the callings that God gave us. On the contrary, there were more days of dark clouds, rain, wind, and snow that came down on us. If the mission that God gave us was the one that anyone could easily and comfortably carry out, then God would not have had to establish yet another church called 100th Anniversary Memorial Church. God needed us because that mission had to be carried out in the midst of severe rain, wind, and snowstorms. Therefore, the rain, wind, and snow that assailed us were not disasters. Rather, they were a touch of grace of God that strengthened our commitment and our identity and stepping stones to the new future and hope that God wished to give us. In continuing the same vein, the motto for the year 2009 was only by my spirit from Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but only by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." We are all powerless beings who cannot stop one strand of white hair from sprouting on our head and one wrinkle from forming on our forehead with our strength or abilities. But the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God who created the heaven and earth, protected us from all outside tempests and external pressures, kept us in His care so that we would more than sufficiently fulfill our mission and took responsibility for us. In this way, for the past 4 years and 5 months, God has led us with His words and unsparingly poured His grace on us so that 100th Anniversary Memorial Church, which He Himself established, would be able to take firm rooting in the history of our times as genuine Christian church. And now, He has allowed us to grow so that we can look to the east, west, the south, and the north from Yanghwajin Hills and become God's channel that sends out God's love and life into the world. To become the channel that sends out God's love and life into the world means that we, as Christians who believe in God, we share the moments of joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasures with the people whom we should be with. Therefore, the motto for this year is Together, based on chapter 12, verse 15 of Romans. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. To share joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasures with people that we should be with is not an option. It is the command of God. When a teacher of law asked Jesus what the greatest commandments were, didn't Jesus answer that they were love your God and love your neighbor? In other words, love of others. That is the essence of the Bible. The house called Bible has been built on the two pillars of love of God and love of others. Therefore, the genuine evidence of our loving God is not giving worship in the church and making an offering, but loving those whom God wants to love. to share our lives with those people. We learned at the class for mature Christians that if we were to express the life of the Christians by a single English alphabet, it would be the capital letter X. X has the shape of two diagonal lines crossing each other, and X is formed only when the crossing point of the two lines as the center, the length of the upper part and the length of the lower part of the letter are exactly the same. If the lower part is shorter than the upper part, or to the opposite, the upper part is shorter than the lower part, then it would not be a normal X. The life of the Christians is the same. If we really love God, if we really realize that we have been blessed with God's love, then that love, in the same proportion, must be continued into love of other people. In other words, it means that the love of God and love of others must reach harmony and balance in exact proportion. The love of God, which does not connect into love of others, is only a self-delusion and cannot be love of God who revealed himself through Jesus. In English, Christ begins with the English alphabet C. But in Hellenic language, in which the New Testament is recorded, the first letter for Christos is an X. This is why we denote Christ with the symbol X when we do Bible study. Jesus Christ was a perfect model of symbol X. He loved the God the Father, but at the same time, he loved men as much as he loved the Father. And so he came to this earth in the form of a man in order to share joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasure with men. He loved men to the extent that in obedience to God's command, he died as an offering on the cross to atone for men's sins. In Jesus Christ, the crossing, the X of the love of God and the love of men were perfectly realized. We are Christians who have been saved by his blood on the cross, who serve him as the master of our lives, and who live in pursuit of him. We are the Christianos, namely the Christians. Therefore, we, the Christian also, must seek after the life of X. There is no question about that. The reason that God has given us grace, which cannot possibly be contained, and allowed us to grow as a strong and sound church, is that now that the God's time has come, we would be able to achieve the balance and harmony of X. During the past 4 years, we have given everything in order to serve the Korean church and Korean believers through Yanghwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Yongin Martyrs Memorial. If in the two diagonal lines of X, those X belonged to the left line, one line of love of God, then now we must carry out the remaining line on the right of love of others. As I've said before, that would consist in becoming the pathway of God through which the love and life of God can flow into people outside the church. In other words, it would be to share the joy and love, joy and sorrow of those with whom we should be with. That is the supreme task of the church and the very reason that the Lord has established the church, his body, on this earth. Church is not the final destination of God's love and life, and it can only keep its essence as a church when it becomes a channel of such love and life. Therefore, let us all, 2010 as a starting point, tighten our belts in order for us to become God's rightful path that let flow God's love and life into the world. Let us do our best to let the love and life of God flow to places where they should go, in order for us to share joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasure with those whom we should be with. Yangwajin Research Center, until now, which has been focusing on discovering and preserving historical materials related to Yangwajin, we intend to expand and reorganize it as the Yangwajin Cultural Center so that we are able to start the service of passing on the spirit of Yangwajin through cultural roots to the world while renewing it. And for this task, Professor Lee Ah-ryung, the senior figure in the area of Korean culture and letters, has thankfully agreed to serve as the honorary director and provide guidance on the overall direction and shape of the center. If we only try to share joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasures with others through our own efforts and strength, we will not be distinguished from any secular charity or helping organization. There is only one reason that we have to become the pathway of God's love and life, and to be with others and to share the joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasures with them. The reason is that that is the will of God, and that the Lord is with us in order to enable us to fulfill that mission. Before the resurrected Lord ascended to heaven after breaking death apart, didn't he promise us through chapter 28, verse 20 of Matthew as follows, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." No matter how trifling of a being that we may be, no matter how insignificant we may be, the Lord is always with us whom he purchased with the price of his blood. He is with us to help us, to guide us in the right direction so that we can live after him, that we may seek after the life of X like him, so that our lives will achieve the harmony and the balance of X. And so, since we, within the Lord who is with us, must become the pathway of God through which the love and life of God can be sent into the world, and to share the joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasure of others with whom we should be together. It is not possible for us to commit injustice or compromise with justice or falsehood in the name of love, or to hurt a person under the excuse of being with another person. Because the foundation of our love for others is the love of God, we must, more than anyone else, be just. It is only the person who stands on the righteousness of God who is able to love others properly. In order for us to become the God's pathway that allows God's love and life to flow into the world, and in order for us to be with others, to share their joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasure, we cannot avoid sacrificing something of our own. To attempt to love someone without a sacrifice, or to become the pathway of God through which God's love and life may flow without a sacrifice, is useless, as in the case of someone who avoids climbing a backyard hill but claims that he will conquer Mount Everest. The tilling field of love is sacrifice. Love is a flower that feeds on sacrifice. But there is no more precious thing than this sacrifice. It is the most sure way to confirm through our lives that the Lord, who promised to be with us to the end of the age, is truly with us. If through my sacrificing something for others and my becoming the pathway of God that lets flow God's love and life, someone else's life becomes renewed, and through my sharing of joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasures of another, his life view his destroyed life becomes built anew, wouldn't it be the most sure evidence that the Lord is with me? And so here is the reason that a person who loves another comes to love yet another person. That person knows that the more he loves others by sacrificing something of his own, the Lord works all the more greatly in him. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us thank God who trusts us and who has entrusted yet another year to us. And let us all make the year 2010 the year in which we let the love and life of God flow into the world. Let this be the year in which we begin to achieve the balance and harmony of X in our lives. Let us share the joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasure with our community of family, with our community of faith, and with the community of fellow countrymen whom we should be with. Let us all share joy and sorrow, anger and pleasure with the community of men with which we should be together. Let us make the love and life of God, although it may be insufficient, to flow to all corners of the world through our lives. Let us stand firmly on the righteousness of God for the life of love and willingly sacrifice things of our own. Then at that time, the love of God and the love of others, the life of X, will be completed in a beautiful way. And the Lord will save others through us and renew this age. It is for that task that the Lord is with us now. Let us pray. Our Lord, during the past 4 years and 5 months, you have guided us with your words, trained us into strong Christians in midst of all kinds of rain, wind, and snowstorms, allowed our church to let down strong roots into the history of our times and grow so that we are more than able to take on the duties you have entrusted to our church. We thank you that you have entrusted yet another year to us in your trust of us on top of all of the grace that you have bestowed on us until now, for which we cannot thank you enough. Now we pray that you would allow all of us to achieve the harmony and balance of acts of love of God and love of others within the Lord. 2010 as our starting point, allow all of us to become your pathway in which we let your love and life flow into the world to become mature Christians who are with those we should be with and to share their joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasure. Give us the discernment to see the people we need to be with, and give us the faith and the courage with which we are able to willingly sacrifice what is ours in order to share our lives with them. And through such lives, allow us to enjoy the overflowing joy of confirming that the Lord is always with us. And in this way, we pray that you would allow 2010 to become truly the new year for all of us and the year in which our families, our workplaces, church, and the world become new because of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.